Okay, so we'll have 30 minutes of contemplating the virtues of the Tathagatas as a reflection. And I think with reflection, well, with reflection we don't have to do very much. You know, we create a space, we take our minds in a certain direction and we see what arises. So don't feel that you've got to work too hard. Just see what happens and just hold the possibilities and just sit in the space. And also, in a way, our reflection isn't just a separate slot at one point in the day in the shrine, you know. What happens now will permeate your thinking and you might want to come back to it. You will come back to it at other times. So I think, well, reflection is about receptivity. Contemplation is about receptivity. So just be with what arises. Okay. So begin by taking a few minutes just to settle back into your space, your meditational space in this room. Just a few minutes allowing yourself to arrive and to settle. Take your mind towards your going for refuge. Where do you place your heart? What is your aspiration? Where do your loves lie? You could be enlightened for the benefit of all beings. What qualities would help you to make that spiritual progress, help you along the path? Maybe new qualities, or ones you already have but need to develop further. Wisdom, compassion, but what other qualities? The qualities that would help you. gently bring to mind a figure, archetypal or historical, that embodies these qualities for you. Sit with a sense of that figure, however it is, their presence, their qualities, their love. And you may take your awareness to something more precise. Colour. A symbolic object. A hand gesture. A phrase. What does all this mean to you? feel the possibility of taking on some of their qualities, how would you be if you changed in that way? What would it be like? What would you be like? this fade away in its own time, and then just sit with how you are, how you are feeling now. Just sitting with yourself with kindliness.